and the events taking place in Kurt's career should have made him happy. As 1992 came to a close, Bleach was re-released to a Nirvana-hungry public, the band won two MTV Music Awards, and Geffen released a collection of Nirvana rarities called Incesticide. But there was still a cloud over Kurt Cobain, as increasingly outrageous and detailed rumors were spreading about his drug use, including a story that Kurt shot up heroin moments before performing on Saturday Night Live earlier in the year, and that he even threw up on his way to the stage. Bob Guccione Jr.
I've heard that rumor, and I don't believe it. You know, Kurt had terrific nerves about performing, didn't like to tour. You know, he loved the act of performance. He didn't like the stuff that went around it. He had stage fright, I think. But terrible nerves about that. He didn't like it. I think he was nervous about being on Saturday Night Live. You know, we look at the Kurt Cobains of the world as if they somehow transcend mortal problems or mortal concerns. But imagine if you or I had something on Saturday Night Live tomorrow, unprepared. You and I get on Saturday Night Live. I mean, we'd be throwing up, right? And what would they do? Have rumors that we shot up? No. I mean, here's a kid who's a kid. He was 25. The next day he's on Saturday Night Live. He's not ready for that. Nobody would be. You know, and by the way, that's part of where the energy comes from. But some people respond to that differently. Some people throw up.